Henry Bellman, back in the 60s, was governor, I believe, when busing came in.
Right.
And isn't it true that he led the way on busing in Oklahoma?
That's right. He says, it's all a matter of which way you're sending the buses. Henry said, we've been busing kids for years. How many miles you want to bus them? We go out on the country road and pick them up. They're on a bus. So there's nothing wrong with busing.
Right. Did you agree with busing at that time that that was important?
Yeah.
So the fact that you had a governor who took the lead, it could have been somebody who shied away from that. But it's an honor to him.
He stood tall, I'm telling you.
Right.
He stood tall on integration and desegregation. He didn't even blink.
He was governor when the Civil Rights Act in 64 and the 65 Voting Rights Act. And I did interview him, and as I recall, he went to various parts of our state and said, no, we don't want to have any problems here.
Right.
And he kept everybody calm.
Calm. Right. See, leadership comes from the top.
Yeah. Here's a leader, Clara Luper. As you know, she was known for her sit-in movements in Oklahoma City in 1958.
Right.
And the nonviolent sit-ins at the drugstore lunch counters, and it overturned that policy of segregation. Were you aware of her? Or did
I was aware of her, and she epitomized the nonviolent solution to the problems that we have with these segregated facilities. And she was an excellent leader. Whatever they were doing, Clara Luper was in control. She knew how to handle children and adults. And that's what made her good at what she did. Yeah. I thought she was very effective in what she did.
And it started out in a very simple deal. You've served on many boards. You served on the boards of Tulsa NAACP, Tulsa Urban League, Tulsa Housing Authority.
Okay. I was on the Tulsa Airport Authority and the Tulsa Airport Improvement Trust. As a matter of fact, I was the chairperson of the Tulsa Airport Improvement Trust and the Tulsa Airport Authority. I served on both of those because the same people serve on both of them. And now I'm the chairperson of the Tulsa Development Authority.
Somewhere in your life, you had to meet a partner.
My wife of over 50 years is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And you met her there.
She is Dr. Wynette Pegues. She has a master's degree and EDD from the University of Tulsa and a professional counseling degree. But I met her in Pittsburgh. She was a student at a college down the street from the University of Pittsburgh called Mount Mercy College. Mount Mercy is about a mile and a half from the University of Pittsburgh. She graduated from Mount Mercy in 1958. And she was one of two black students going to school there.
Where did you meet?
One of her friends one night was having a birthday party. And her friend asked her if she wanted to ride down and pick up another friend of hers, which was me. Well, when they got down to where I live, a friend of mine from Penn State had come over to where I lived. And we were sitting across the street in her car, looking at them when they pulled up. Subsequently, I had my friend from Penn State drop me off at her house. My wife was there, and that's where I met her. I met her at her friend's house at a birthday party. We've been married for over 50 years. We are on our 52nd year now. And we have three children. Right. Mary is our oldest daughter. She was born in 1960. She has a bachelor's degree and a master's degree from Washington University in St. Louis. She currently works for a law firm in Dallas. She has 2 years of law school at Cal Berkeley. She did research at the VA hospital in Oakland, California, for quite a while, but now she's come back to Dallas. She's working for this law firm. Now, my next oldest child is Michael. He graduated from SMU's engineering school. He has a degree in mechanical engineering, and he graduated from Tulane's law school. So he's an intellectual property lawyer in Dallas. and he is a section chief at Bracewell Giuliani law firm. You know, Giuliani that was running for president?
Oh, of course.
Well, my son is the section chief in intellectual property at that law firm.
Okay.
And my youngest daughter has a bachelor's degree from the American College of Applied Arts, and she has a master's degree from OSU in special ed and children with learning disabilities. She's certified in three areas, and she is a manager of the Children with Learning Disabilities program for the Denver Public School System.
Well, you have reason to be proud of that family.
Yeah, I am proud of my kids.
You know, it would have been more difficult for them to do that back in the 50s.
Yeah.
So look what they've done and what they've accomplished.
Right.
So there could be a lot of people say, well, what's wrong? You guys have had a discussion about race relations. It may have healed some, but there still is going on in Tulsa. Look what they've done. But we still have our problems, don't we?
Right. And we're going to have our problems if we don't talk about them and continue to work on them.